Welcome to the Songwalk Echoes podcast. I'm Jeff Peterson, inviting you to join Soundwalk Echoes founder Don Prisby and me as we recall the beauty of our Catholic legacy through music, art, scripture, and story. Let's take a song walk.
Grateful to the Spirit with open heart. Our days and ways, all the new starts. Resolved to follow you in holy beatitude. My soul offered in this song, the past, who I am, and for what I long. Humility and truth in holy beatitude. Day by day, walking in the light. Step by step, as the Spirit guides. One by one, in what I say and do. Offered to you. Adopted by the Father, conformed unto the Son, making space for grace. Grateful to the Spirit with open heart. This day and ways, all the new starts. Resolve to follow you in holy beatitude. In holy beatitude. In holy beatitude.
That is Songwalk founder, author, songwriter, and singer Don Prisby with a song called Examine, an original work composed and performed here to give sound to season two of the Songwalk Echoes podcast, which will not just pick up where we left off in season one, discussing the five principles of moral formation, but really will now extend our conversations here and our journey, our walk, if you will, into some very actionable sequential stages of faith, which we will introduce in this season two intro episode here. Kind of a, I don't know if you can have, another inaugural episode or not? I don't know if you can.
Inaugural to season two.
Exactly.
Sure.
Season two inaugural. As a reminder, all of our Songwalk episodes, just like everything in the Songwalk Echoes platform, is presented through the four dimensions of music, art, story, and scripture. And we will get to that beautiful opening song in a second. But before we do Don, why don't you briefly introduce the six stages of faith, which will not only organize our season two, but also we're going to stick with these. We're going to carry these forward into season three, season four. But more importantly for season two, and maybe as a little bit of a playful fair warning for our listeners, maybe explain also how we'll be walking through season two with kind of a bit more of a, you know, if for listeners from season one, you know that we kind of jumped right into the deep end of the pool, moral formation, a lot of good, solid theological church talk and terms and all that kind of stuff. We're going to be taking a little bit of a different approach here in season two of with looking at these six stages of faith through more of a cultural, you know, kind of anthropological, which is a very fancy word for saying everyday, kind of everyday way perspective, because it's quite unique. Like I mentioned, it's just going to be one of now three ways that we'll look at these six stages of faith. So why don't you just kind of give us a little bit of that overview here? And as I say, a playful kind of warning for folks here. Yes. That get ready for a very creative way to think and talk about these.
Well, thank you. And it's great to be back. Thanks, yeah. Jeff. Wonderful to be here. Yes. So this second season is going to be looking at some dynamics in our lives that we experience in our day to day. And as we shared in the last season, these were things that I observed in just my daily life, these dynamics that were happening. And I thought, that's interesting that those are going on. And it was much later that I saw them in the Mass in that same order, and then later saw them in the Lord's Prayer in the same order. And that just fascinated me. And it told me that, well, I didn't invent them. I just must have just observed them. Mm-hmm. And you and I know in marketing, right? We'll come up with a great idea to find that, oh, someone else came up with that idea. Right. That's in marketing, that's called adjacent genius. Mm-hmm. And it's based on the premise that if we're in the same market with the same urgencies and needs, we'll come up with an idea. It's likely that someone else has come up with that idea. Right. So I'm not reducing the spirit to that notion, but you know, we're formed as Catholics. We're in an environment. We're in a culture. We experience dynamics. The church's teaching is embraces this long tradition of the humanities and the way that, well, God came into our human existence. So these dynamics, it's not surprising to me that the church also saw those and teaches those. So it's kind of a backwards way of discovering these values. But this season two, I'm a little nervous about it because you're right. We started season one with moral formation and aligning to the Father and conforming to the Son and making space for grace and living our lives in magnanimity, yeah, as Mary did, and living by the principles of St. Thomas Aquinas. And now we're going to step back and look at these from a secular perspective. Audience, stay with us, because we're not blaspheming anyone nor being profane, but we're looking at six dynamics that are natural in life. And we're not going to use Catholic art to describe them. We're going to use some rather secular art from American cinema and poetry and classical literature and healthcare and military around the sense of duty and even professional sports. So please walk with us as we look at these, because later we'll anchor them back into a spiritual element. But those six dynamics that I had observed in my life, and they were linear at times and cyclical at other times where I would go back to them, are six. One is vocation. How are we called? Second is conversion. What's our response? So if we're called, we respond. Vocation, convergence. If we're called and we respond, we must be called for a reason. So that's mission. We're sent. Now, why are we sent? We're sent probably to transform the world, and I love that, but also to be transformed. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that part as much, because I'm going to change. Yeah. The next is, what happens in that journey when we run out of energy or courage or assets and we need somebody or we need God? Providence occurs, and we're provided for. And then the last stage is, well, we can be pretty arrogant and happy that we did all that wonderful stuff on our mission, but we're really called to a spirit of gratitude. So those six dimensions, as I just saw them in my normal mundane life, vocation, conversion, mission, transformation, providence, and gratitude. Fascinating. Mm-hmm. And then later to see them active in my Catholic faith. Just a delight. So, yeah. Yes, in the next few seasons, we'll unpack those. This season, from a cultural anthropological perspective, in a regular secular manner. Stay with us, please. Then next season in the Mass, yep. Next season in the Lord's Prayer, and next season in part three of the Catholic Catechism.
Yep. No, I love it. And I think that, and so now getting to the song, and actually the story that attaches to the song, which, by the way, beautiful, and I love I love the story, which I hope you'll also share, about just how the song came to be. But the song specifically, I think, is a perfect example of that, even though it's got a lot of the inspiration, and even the name of it, The Examine, is very theological in its nature, but it's a perfect soundtrack for season two, in that it is very much about living in the world, living with the Lord in the world, okay, living and looking for those intersections and those moments throughout our day-to-day where God is present, where we need to be more present. And so as I mentioned, it's based on, you know, the title is The Examine, which is a great prayer for those that don't know. Great prayer developed, you know, years ago by St. Ignatius of Loyola, a signature kind of discipline of the Jesuit tradition. And Don, the lyrics that you mentioned, I love how specific you are. You know, your lyrics of day by day, step by step. You know, as I mentioned, the whole Examine is intended for us to sort of like take these breaks and reflect on the day that we had, not the day that we wanted to have, not the prayers that we prayed, but the actual activities in our day, and how we either rose to the occasion or maybe fell short of living the lives that we were built for. And so when I hear that beautiful song, that's the connection I make to now this sort of, like I mentioned, the soundtrack for season two. But tell us about how that came to be, because, you know, not to call you out, but you hadn't planned on writing a soundtrack for season two, and then all of a sudden we had one. So tell us that.
Right. I smiled because we had a meeting last week where we were discussing the abstract for this season. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't think I have a song for episode one. And I could sense in your face, like, no, you will. and I picked that right up. I thought, oh, so we should do a song. And you nodded at me over your coffee. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, okay, well, I'll find one. I'll find one.
But by the way, listeners, Don has over 600 songs in his catalog. So, I mean, I thought it wasn't a big ask for me. I'm like, dude, just pick one.
As did I. And yet I went home and I thought, oh, Lord, okay. And I tried one song about the Holy Spirit and it wasn't seeming to come together. I was trying to write it. And it wouldn't come together. And I think it's because I was trying, it was my agenda, right? And yet I had been praying the Examine for weeks prior to this. And let me just say parenthetically, you know, we're going to walk for the next, these 8 episodes of season 2, we're going to talk about secular movement, right? But you and I know, as men of faith, the Holy Spirit's involved in this. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to start this season with a Holy Spirit prayer. And again, it was, Lord, okay, you said he wanted one. What will it be? And the Examine prayer is the prayer that we use once or twice a day to orient our lives back to the Holy Spirit. And it's called a consciousness examine, not an examination of conscience. So it's not a finger wagging at yourself, oh, I'm so sinful, I just can't do it today. And it's an examine of our consciousness. Once or twice a day to pray with the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, let's examine my day. What are the patterns of virtue and the patterns of sinfulness in my life? What are the patterns? Let's look at the patterns together. And what commitments can I make to you, Holy Spirit, over the next 8, 12, 24 hours for change? And then to come back again in another interval and look at it again. And it comes through 5 stages of, we relish the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We request the Holy Spirit to be with us during this time. We recount the events of the last interval and we look at those. We repent for the times that we obviously fell short. Mm-hmm. And then we resolve to make a change. So those 5 R's are in the first part of this song. Mm. So in my struggle to try to write this first part of a song, and it wasn't working, I just had to let it go.
Yeah.
And God said, write this. Yeah. And I wrote it down on my phone, and I went to Mass because I was heading out the door. And right after the Mass, I got back into my car and I looked at it and I thought, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's also kind of indicative of how goofy my song walk life is. That's how it happens, Jeff. Yeah. That's the birth of this song, Examine, and as well as I could play it live.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. I mean, this is also, and listeners, you didn't have the benefit of watching Don play. I mean, technically, that was an intricate song, you know, both with some of the finger work, and also, and this is where, and we give even the winks and the nods, we give all that credit to the Holy Spirit, because it was not lost on me or anybody else listening in that song when all of a sudden you stopped to make the space for grace. And I love that, because it was like, it's another just great little, you wouldn't have had to, the lyric still worked, the music still worked, but the fact that you actually stopped the song, it was almost like picking up the needle on the record. And then you get people to kind of go, what, hang on. Oh, that's right. That was the space.
Wow, I never saw that. Thank you for seeing that.
See, that's you don't even know how good you are, Don.
Well, again, you're right. This is a challenge in that we sit here in this wonderful studio and record this one take, and that's it. And as we know, I'm a writer. I'm not a I'm not a singer or a musician, really. I'm a writer and producer. So this is a tough spot for me to be in. But this song has those arpeggios that come down, are reflective of the Holy Spirit coming down. Yeah. And that tension of that hammer-on that I play a couple times, that's the tension of our humanity responding to that.
Yeah.
And then at the end, I put them together. Now, I didn't play it perfectly, but that was the intent.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Also beautiful is the art that you have chosen for this opening episode of season two. And as a reminder for folks, you can look at the thumbnail, depending on where you're listening and picking up this podcast. Several of the podcast providers allow the pass-through of an episode little image. And so as we are now going to talk about the art that sort of literally illustrates this sort of direction that we're taking with season two, you can look at the little thumbnail on episode one of season two, and you'll see quite a remarkable piece of artwork from the Church of St. Ignatius, appropriately, of Loyola, in Rome. And so, Don, tell us a little bit about, because actually, as people are looking at it, they may have seen it before. But even if they've seen it before, they might not actually know exactly what they're looking at, because it's quite a novel application of paint on walls to bring something to life. That's kind of neat.
Well, I was grateful to be in Rome and to have been trained by the Jesuits for 3 years. And on the walk to school, we would walk by this church. And like many of the buildings and churches in Rome, you walk by them so many times you forget they're even there, mm-hmm. right? But this Chiesa Sant'Ignazio is interesting. It was completed in 1650, so it's in this crowded part of Rome, and it was built by the Jesuits. And at one point, it was a college, a Jesuit college, that property, and you know it became a church. But they ran out of money in terms of building it. Mm-hmm. And when you look in, you go, this is beautiful, lots of art, and that's a beautiful cupola, and the dome going up to that is fascinating. And as you walk under it, you realize that's not a dome at all. That's a painting of a dome.
Yeah.
And yet, that's so striking to me. And as you and I discussed prior to this recording, that has some significant meaning for us as a metaphor.
Yeah,
that you know, we present ourselves before God as human as we are, and the Holy Spirit can dimensionalize us,
totally.
Can give us depth and breadth, and that's why I chose that. Mm-hmm. We've gone into much more detail about the artists and the art in our previous episodes, but that's why I chose that, is just from that architectural element that is, as you shared with me, one or two dimensional.
Yeah, yeah.
But through the work of God, we yep. become deeper. Yep.
Through you the had work some other of, well, through the that. Work of God, and I also think, because I love it as well, and I also think it's the through the work of God, and it's the release of ourselves. It's the release of us, even after you know. And so, listeners, if whether you're looking at the thumbnail or you look it up, and you'll see this depiction, and now you know that it is, in fact, only sort of whatever, two-dimensional. And yet, and I'm sure, Don, you experienced this in person, even though you knew, okay, well, this is just, you know, fake, okay? This actually isn't what it appears to be. You still look at it. You still marvel at it.
Well, it gives me great hope for one-dimensional Don Prisby.
Right.
You know, that I am who I am and all the warts and all. And yet the Holy Spirit's work in us and in you, Jeff, and our families, we gratefully present over time a depth and a space and a space for grace.
Yeah.
And I'd like to say something about that discipline as it relates to our scripture or our prayer time today.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, the dimensionality that we have in our lives that we make so that the Holy Spirit can to give us depth and breadth. You know, that's a life of discipline and a life of charism, of prayer, of practice. But most importantly, it's when we reconcile ourselves to the Father, when we empty ourselves of that sin and that junk that we collect, we create, the Holy Spirit takes that from us. And in our souls, I see it as we have made this space for grace, and it's holy space that is now available to respond to God's call, much like that availability that Mary had.
Yeah.
We become disposed and ready because we've rid ourselves of our human junk and made some space for the transcendent. Yeah. And that Ignatian prayer that starts, you know, take Lord, receive all my liberty. That's what I think, that's how I interpret that Lord, this precious space that I have for you, please, I present it to you.
Yeah, yeah. So the full scripture that or prayer that Don's referring to that is serving as our first S for this episode for scripture is a prayer from St. Ignatius of Loyola, which reads, "Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will, all I have, and call my own. You have given it all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me." And yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Don. I think that is such a great sentiment and appeal almost, you know, that we make to the Lord to say, take all this junk, by the way, that I lay at the foot of your cross, and take that space and now help me fill it up with really what it should be filled up with.
Right. And in our day-to-day lives, you know, if we take time to pray and maybe use the examine to look at what are the patterns of my life that maybe impede that, and how can I continue to be ready for the Holy Spirit by orienting myself to the good, by conforming myself.
Yep.
So in the song that I had written last week, when I say my soul offered in this song the past, all my memory, who I am, my understanding, and for what I long, my entire will.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's captured in those lines. That comes right from that prayer.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I also think it is, as we are now really just setting the stage here in this episode for the subsequent discussions and reflections that we're going to have on these six dimensions of faith. You know, we are taking it in a very, you know, cultural, human kind of approach. And so that's also where I think this prayer, you know, it's speaking of the things that the prayer prayer, okay, has, okay, the things that I, you know, think I own, right? My memory, my understanding, you know, everything I own. And then, and again, that's the action is now, I return it to you now. Yeah. And so we're starting this journey over the next three seasons where we're going to keep coming back to these six elements, these six dynamics of faith. But we're going to start seeing them, talking about them through this filter, this lens of our human state. Let's get grounded on how they affect us in our day-to-day before we then take them forward into these other more kind of sacred sort of spaces, if you will.
Yes.
Well, very cool.
Yes.
Very cool. Well, this is so an element of season one that we are going to continue forward with here is one that for those that did listen in season one, you know that we end each episode by trying to stump Don into distilling everything we talk about, all these big ideas and divine sort of notions and a lot of references, even in different languages at times. And then we ask Don to bring them all down into one thing, okay, which we call the echo point, which is kind of that one pithy little memorable takeaway that we would, not we, I don't do it, Don does it, that Don suggests that we can kind of like hang on to as a little bit of a hook to get us back into this episode if we need to, or in this case, to kind of provide us something to kind of take with us as we now go on our song walk on episode or on season two. So with that, you know, Don, what would be your echo point as we begin now this next tranche into our six faith dynamics?
Let's anchor it back to prayer. Mm. Let's anchor this. Let's take our next week and think about prayer. Now, our listenership, if you're already praying, you have your rote prayers that you pray or liturgical prayers that you pray through the sacraments of the church, particularly the Mass, or if you have a contemplative prayer life where you don't use any words with God, wherever your prayer life is, let's take some time this week and just take a moment. Take a minute or 15 minutes and check in with the Holy Spirit and just ask yourself with the Holy Spirit, call upon the Holy Spirit and say, where am I right now? What patterns am I exhibiting in my life? Patterns of virtue and patterns of sinfulness. And don't beat yourself up on it. Just observe them and ask yourself, how can I resolve to change? Mm-hmm. So yeah. Let's just take that small step this week. Wherever you are in your prayer life, just take a minute at noon.
Yep.
Or a minute before you go to bed.
I love it. Noon works. All right. Well, hey, stay tuned, everybody, for our next episode here on the Song Walk Echoes podcast. And in the meantime, keep a song walk in your heart for the beauty and the brilliance of our Catholic faith.
You've been listening to the Song Walk Echoes podcast. For small group resources related to this podcast and more, visit songwalkechoes.com.